the Sol Winning expedition that you're about to watch was actually back in August, on the 6th of August, where myself, Brother Alistair, Brother John, Brother First John, and Brother Bonnie from our church, we were going out to the mountains to preach the gospel to a school. And we do this every couple of weeks. We go to the mountains and find a school to preach at. I found this on Google Maps. The school was called Malakiba Primary School. Usually we drive on our motorcycles 1 hour, 2 hours away from Davao City on some country roads and preach at a few schools and then head back and be home by about 5 o'clock. But this trip turned out a little bit different than normal. The pictures you're seeing now are when we actually started recording, because we don't normally record everything, but once we got to this little village that you can see, the people there told us that to get to where we wanted to preach at the school, we'd have to walk, and it would take about 2 hours, and we couldn't take our motorcycles any further. So that's when we decided to start videoing. Later on, we actually find out that there is another road that you can actually drive the motorcycle there, but we didn't know that at the time. We started our trek. A guy from the village guided us down to the river, and then we have to cross the Davao River here. We were joking about crocodiles and stuff, so we sent First John across first to make sure that he didn't drown.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod? With its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river.
John. Take the stick. Take the rod. Take Moses' rod.
Hold your
hand up.
Come on, Moses.
All right, we all made it live across the Davao River. So next stop, the school. Hopefully there's classes on today. Hey, John. After we crossed the river, it took another hour to get to the village that we were going to preach at the school. Once we got to the village, we were all very thirsty, so a boy climbed a coconut tree for us to get some coconut water. So we enjoyed that.
Go.
After that, they guided us to the school.
Yeah, just a
they were about to have lunch, so we had to come back in about an hour and a half. At this time we had a siesta, and also the lady that guided us, their family made us lunch. They killed a chicken and made chicken soup with that for us for lunch, chicken soup and rice. And while they were preparing that, Brother John preached the gospel to them, and most of their family got saved. After lunch, we ended up going back to the school, and Brother John was able to preach to the school here, and many students got saved. We also had other people in the town saved also. So now our 2-hour walk and journey back to the motorcycles begins.
Crocodile.
Once we got back to the river, we talked to a man and his wife who were making coal, and they actually told us there were crocodiles in this river. We were only joking about it when we crossed it, so we didn't have a choice but we had to cross the river again knowing that there were crocodiles in it. The man and his wife also got to hear the gospel and were saved before we went back across the crocodile river. Once we're back at the motorcycles, then we start our 1.5-hour motorcycle ride back to Davao City, and we stop for my favorite fruit on the way.
Our last stop before our hour drive back on the motorcycle is to get some durian. This fruit is in season in Davao at the moment, and it's the best fruit in the world. They say it smells like hell, but tastes like heaven. I actually like the smell as well. This is what it looks like. Good officer.
Thank you for watching. Till next time, God bless.